Listen to the sound of men shaving their balls before the age of Manscaped. Yeah! Those screams are a thing of the past thanks to Manscaped. No more cuts and nicks with the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer, more satisfying shave. So many people have written in stories about how the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their lives. They even included pictures so I could see the smoothness for myself. They aren't kidding. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. 20% off, free shipping to manscaped.com. Use the code VSIN. Your partner and your balls will thank you. Guys are terrible at taking care of their health. Studies show that 70% of guys who experience erectile dysfunction don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to chat with a doctor online. With Roman, you can get medical care for ED from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You can handle everything online. Getting started simple. Go to GetRoman.com/bets and complete that online visit. Now, if your doctor decides that treatment would be appropriate, they can prescribe genuine medication that can be delivered in discreet packaging right to your door with free 2-day shipping. Go talk to the doctor. Erectile dysfunction can be tough to tackle, but it's really important to get checked out. And with Roman, it's easy to connect with a doctor. Go to Roman.com/bets, B-E-T-S, to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/bets. One more time, GetRoman.com/bets.
404. Welcome back into Follow the Money. This segment is brought to you by 8 Sleep. It's tough to sleep during a heat wave, and now there's actually a bed that keeps you cool through the night, no matter how hot it is outside. It's the Pod by 8 Sleep with dynamic temperature regulation to enhance your rest and recovery. For $150 off, go to 8sleep.com/VSIN. And joining us now is Mike Palm, Vice President of Circus Sports in the D. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, just great. A Friday morning, a beautiful morning in the Valley here in Las Vegas. What could be better than this?
Yeah. It's a great morning. I want to get into the contest you guys have at Circa. Tell us a little bit about that. I know a lot of people are familiar with sports betting contests during the football season, but for people that are unfamiliar with it.
Yeah, so it's called the Circa Sports Million, and Derek Stevens is guaranteeing a $1.5 million prize pool. The headline there is $1 million for first place. You pick five NFL sides a week. The numbers are going to come out, the lines, on Thursday morning at 10 a.m. You will have until Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. to get your picks in. Now, if you live in the state of Nevada, you can put your picks in on your app so you don't have to go into the D or the Golden Gate to put the picks in. Of course, if you're out of state, you do need to come into one of the two casinos before September 7th, and the proxy services are available for you, so you can still play if you're not in the state of Nevada.
Talk about that. I'm out of state, so talk about, for the people that listen to this in the New York, Boston markets, how does the proxy service work?
So there are several proxies available. The main two ones that are working with this contest are Kelly in Vegas and then Vegas Maddie, two different services, right? And it's your choice who you want to use, but they're probably the most prominent ones. You can go online and look them up, or you can go to our site, circasports.com. We also have their contact information listed there. You'll set an appointment with them when you're in town, and they will meet you at the Golden Gate or the D. And then what they do is they sign as your proxy. So each week you'll send them your picks, and they'll put them in. Now, it's great for them because they can put them in on their phone as well. They just register with your contest number and password, and they can put them in. So you just have to get your picks to them on time, and they'll put them in, and they handle all the work. So you can play for 17 weeks from Boston, from New York, from Duluth, or wherever you are.
But you need to be here to register.
You must come at least one time to the D or the Golden Gate to register. Now, here's another thing. There is actually five contests. There are four mini contests within the overall contest. Each month, so in September, the four Sundays in October, four in November, and five in December is a separate contest, and the winner gets $50,000. So even if you start poorly, you still have three other contests to participate in, as well as the main one. If you start well and tail off, you might have won that first September contest for $50,000. And of course, let's say four people go 18-2 in September, and that's the top score, then they'll each get $12,500. So it's $1,000 to enter, and you can get up to three entries. You can pay with a credit card when you do enter.
Wow. I didn't realize that. I didn't think that was even possible in Vegas.
Yeah, we've set it up that way. I know Matty Eumanns came down this week and registered. Gil has a few entries. Mitch Moss has come down. Paulie, Aaron Renning. So a lot of the VSIN people, and we're very optimistic. Right now, as of last night at 11 p.m., we were at 211 entries. Now, remember, if we don't get 1,500 entries, there's a big overlay here because we're paying out $1.5 million. If we do get over 1,500, there's no rake on this tournament. In other words, we take out no fee, no 8%. So all of the entries past 1,500 get distributed to those quarterly winners.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So when do you anticipate, typically, what is the enrollment? Does it start to build up in August?
Yeah, the last 2 weeks will be when we see the majority of the entries come in.
And what have you had over the last couple seasons?
This is our first year doing it. So okay. That's why we're a little bit, what's the number, right? I mean, Derek has said he thinks it will go past 1,500, and Matty Eumanns told me that. I was always of the opinion it would be around 1,100 to 1,200. The proxies, when I talk to Kelly and Matty, they think that we'll get around 1,000, and if we do, that'll be great your first year.
That's awesome.
So who knows? But it's either an overlay or it's more than $1.5 million, either way.
And then on the website, you'll see the updated tallies every week. When will you update the tallies?
They'll post the standings on Tuesday mornings. And they'll post the consensus picks on Twitter on Saturday night so everybody knows what the
consensus
picks
are. Which is important. I mean, there you're going to, you know, for the guy that can't come out here and spend the 1,000, you can kind of use the information that they provide for you and see if you can win your water cooler bet, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think this contest going into the 2020 season is going to surpass the Super Contest at the Westgate, because that $500 savings plus that quarterly prize that you have, that's a huge addition for a lot of people, because so many times you get off to a slow start, you know you're not going to be able to necessarily catch up to people in the lead, but the opportunity in quarters 2, 3, and 4 to be successful really is a tremendous incentive.
You know, it's interesting in talking to people, because a lot of people, because of VSIN, will stop and see Derek or I when they come in and they're from out of state and they come in and put their entry in with their proxy. And it's different. Everybody has a different reason, right? Some people, it's because of the $1 million first place guarantee. Some people, it's because there's no rake. And a lot of people, it's because of the quarterly contest is why they joined.
Yeah, it's going to draw a tremendous amount of interest. Let's get to the sports. Anything on the baseball card jumping out to you today, Mike?
Yeah, we're going to look at a few games here. I look at this game in Baltimore with the Red Sox. There's two ways you can look at this. This kid, Johnny Means, has been a great rookie left-hander and, in fact, made the All-Star game for Baltimore. And he's really a tough competitor here, and he's going up against Price tonight. And there's two ways you can look at this. You want to take a price shot at a – I think if you wait, you may get him close to $200 plus $2 at home. But I'm looking at the first five under here. Price has made 12 career starts at Camden Yards. He's 8-0 with a 2.72 ERA. And then Means has actually started three times against Boston this year. He's 1-1 with a 3.9 ERA. So I think the number is reasonable to try to play under. Right now it's even money under five, first five.
I think he's pitched fairly well. When you look at the numbers he's put up against Boston this season, he's been pretty impressive overall. He has not given up more than two earned runs in any of those starts. And so I think this is a good opportunity. And I'm surprised his total is at 9.5. The first five, it's actually up to 10 now here at the South Point. I think it's going to be a tough one to see getting over that total, despite how effective Boston's offense has been all year.
And you see yesterday, a lesser left-hander in Pinone shut out the Red Sox for five innings yesterday in that game that they eventually won 5-0.
Yeah, this Boston offense, so that's the challenge with them. You mentioned it yesterday. They were struggling. Then all of a sudden in that fifth inning, they explode. And that's the thing with the Red Sox. You know, they just put up a four spot in that fifth inning. And that's the difference in terms of how effective this team can be. Any other games that you're looking at today?
I think you have to look at Bieber again. He pitched great last time out Sunday. And a must-win game almost for the Indians. After Minnesota had taken the first two coming out of the All-Star break, I know there was a lot of talk if they lost and fell 8.5 back, they were going to be sellers in the market coming up here to the trade deadline. He pitched a gutty game. Actually, Minnesota came back and tied that game, but I think he threw over 120 pitches in the heat in Cleveland. They eventually won that game 4-3. Now you get Mike Montgomery, a trade from the Cubs.
Yeah.
Last time we saw him, he was coming in relief of Hamels and giving up six runs in 2 1/3 innings in Cincinnati. So you have to play the run line here. Right now it's 125. I'd bet it early. I'm sure it's going to get near 140, 145.
Yeah, it's actually already up to 135 here at the South Point. To me, one of the challenges right now are these money lines are so high. I mean, 265 on the Indians. But Michael made a great point the other day when we were talking about the Tigers-Indians matchup. He goes, why wouldn't you bet the Indians? I mean, they just continue to destroy Detroit. We saw that occur. This is a Kansas City team going nowhere fast. I mean, you've got Whit Merrifield in that lineup. If he's not doing anything, and Jorge Soler is only swinging for the downs, this is a team that, you know, really just doesn't have much offense. And then you throw in Hunter Dozier. That's it, three guys.
I went back to that play last night. I gave out four plays on my guys yesterday. We swept the board. But that was a play, again, run line with the Indians last night against the Tigers, and they went 6-3. And you got Brad Hand at the back end to close it down and not give up any cheap runs so you don't cover the two.
It's what we call in football stopping yourself. You know, it's like make them stop you.
Yeah.
Don't stop yourself, you know. And I think that's what happens, too. We just outsmart ourselves. You know, when you stop running a play that's really good, you're just stopping yourself.
These Cincinnati Red first five unders at the Great American Small Park went 7-1 the last eight games going into the All-Star break, right? And the only loss was when Hamels went out after one inning in that game and Montgomery got bombed. We went back to it again last night, under 5.5. They're all 5.5s or 6s, and we went again with the 5 with Dakota Hudson last night. So you're right, Michael. Keep going with it if it's working.
Yeah, if it works, you just got to keep calling it. Don't stop yourself. You know, like I tell my stockbroker all the time, don't ever apologize for making me a little bit of money. Just don't ever. It's okay. It's all right. We'll still take it.
I think you know what happens sometimes in sports betting is you get paralysis by overanalysis. Sometimes you look at certain things and you go, this is the thing you should do, and you're like, oh, it can't be this easy. I'm not saying it's that simple, but you just kind of get paralyzed by a little bit, and that affects you in terms of how you
perceive
it.
And I think like when you in the college football guide, when people buy the guide, I think, and if you get into the Mountain West, it takes it because, you know, look, all the guys running these books, they can't possibly know these teams, all of these teams. They can know 32 teams, but they can't know all these. And there's always going to be, look how long it took for them to catch up to Army last year. And if you just keep doubling down on Army, you were kicking it. You know, you were making it. And so I think you got to stop defending yourself. And especially in those, you know, you can't do it in the Southeast Conference because everybody kind of knows that. That's like the NFL conference. But the most part, some of these other small ones, the Sun Belt, the American Conference, you can really stay down and find the value.
That's an excellent point. Coming up after us will be a numbers game with Gil Alexander. He's going to have Jeopardy James on the show. That's going to be coming up in about 15 minutes. When we come back, we'll get into a few more things baseball related.
Attention all homeowners in jeopardy of foreclosure. If you owe more on your home than it's actually worth, have missed one or more mortgage payments, have been denied a loan modification, or are facing foreclosure for any reason, you must listen to this message. A toll-free mortgage relief hotline's been established for anyone having their home lost in foreclosure. Just call 888-497-1876. And see if your home qualifies. We can help stop your home from going into foreclosure or even get your home out of foreclosure. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have faced foreclosure in the past year alone. This foreclosure defense group has helped thousands of people just like you fight the foreclosure process so they can stay in their homes. But you must call 888-497-1876 now to qualify. The call and information are absolutely free and the help is real. Don't lose your home. Call the Mortgage Relief Hotline now at 888-497-1876. That's 888-497-1876. 888-497-1876.